Hello, sunshine. Rise up and happy Monday. Hope you had an awesome weekend. If you're a sports fan, maybe you watched a little NFL playoff action, and I hope your team won. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. And that motto of ours is particularly important for our top story today. The growing protests in major cities across the U.S. about the nation's immigration enforcement policies. This already divisive issue came to a boiling point last week after the death of a U.S. citizen in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The federal government has sent Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents into many U.S. cities in its continued efforts to deport any people living in the U.S. illegally. And Minneapolis is the site of the agency's latest operation. On Wednesday, January 7th, 37-year-old Renee Good was shot and killed when she got into a confrontation with ICE agents. Good was shot by Agent Jonathan Ross as she was attempting to drive away during a verbal altercation with ICE agents. The incident was caught on video from multiple angles, including Ross's own cell phone. Officials in the White House have defended the agent's actions, accusing Good of trying to harm ICE agents with her car. Many other officials, including the Minneapolis mayor and Minnesota governor, have disputed the federal government's version of events, condemning the incident, calling for accountability for the agency, which has been conducting controversial immigration operations in cities across the United States. Thousands of people have protested their actions in Minnesota, marching in the streets, also making their voices heard in front of the White House. Vigils have been held across Minneapolis as mourners pay tribute to Renee Good, a mother of three. The FBI is currently conducting an investigation into the incident, and we will bring you more details as this story develops. Now to a worrisome winter weather trend in the western United States that's putting the no in snow. Huge stretches of the western U.S., with the exception of California, are seeing almost no snow so far this winter. It's already threatening some of the winter sports we love. The bigger concern is what it might mean for the ongoing dry spell in the region and some important water reservoirs. Our Allison Chinchar has more on what's fueling this phenomenon and how big of an impact it might have. Hi, Allison.
That's right, Coy. Everybody loves a snow day, especially when it results in school being closed, but they haven't really had many of those out in the West. And a lot of that has to do with the drought. You see all of the yellow, orange, and red colors here on the map. Those are areas where we've had severe or even extreme drought over the last several weeks, and in some cases, even months. Now, another factor into this is how warm it has been. So the very few storms that we've been getting into the West have really produced more rain than they have snow. No, every single one of these dots here that you see on the map, the red ones, indicate the warmest winter on record. So from December 1st until now, they have had their warmest winter so far. And there's a lot of the red dots on the map. Now, this doesn't mean there's been no snow. We just don't have as much as we would normally have for this time of year. You can see we have snow in the Rockies, the Sierras, the Cascades, and the Olympics. It just should be much higher totals than what we're actually seeing. And unfortunately, when we look forward into the forecast, there's not really much good news for more snow. In fact, really over the next couple of weeks, much of the West is expecting below average precipitation to move into this area. This is a problem, especially if you like skiing or snowboarding, but it's also a bigger problem, especially as we get later into the year, because in the spring, all of that snowpack melts, flowing down into places like the Colorado River and a lot of those basins, and it provides water for a lot of the people out West. But we just simply won't have as much because we don't have all the snow to go in there.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Which of the following medical procedure is not possible on the International Space Station? Administering IV fluids, conducting an ultrasound, performing major surgery, or using a defibrillator? If you said surgery, you are a cut above the rest. During each mission, one astronaut is specifically trained to be the crew medical officer and can seek telehealth guidance for almost all minor ailments. NASA is bringing four crew members home from the International Space Station more than a month early after one of them experienced a medical issue. What that issue was or is still a mystery, as the agency isn't sharing any further detail, citing privacy concerns. What they are saying is the affected member of the crew is stable and should not need special care during the return. Our Tom Foreman has more.
They're saying that whoever is sick out of this crew, that person is stable. We know that the crew 11 consisted of four people. Two of them were Americans. the commander of the flight, Zena Cardman, who you can see right there, the woman just from the left there, and then right next to her is Mike Fink, who is the pilot of the flight, much more experienced in space. But they're saying right now that this person is stable, that it's not an issue, whatever the issue is, that they're stable, but you listen to the chief health officer for NASA, they say you got to get them back here because we just have much better tools here to diagnose them. Take a look.
We have a very robust suite of medical hardware on board the International Space Station, but we don't have the complete amount of hardware that I would have in the emergency department, for example, to complete a workup of a patient. And the best way to complete that workup is on the ground.
We believe this is unprecedented. We don't know that has ever happened before, but they're always very playing it close to the vest when they have somebody who's sick in space. Typically, even if somebody comes back, like in 2024, they took a whole crew to the hospital when they got back and then kept one a little bit longer. But we didn't know who was being kept, and we didn't know what it was all about. They tend to treat this as more or less scientific information for the future. Let's figure out what happened, why it happened. It doesn't matter who it happened to. And they're protective of the privacy of these folks here. But there are, you know, everything that can go wrong on ground can go wrong in space. You can get an impacted tooth. You could have, there was some threat some years ago of somebody having a blood clot. Plus, there is the normal transition to space where a lot of astronauts struggle with upset stomach, feeling really disoriented, vertigo, because floating around all the time is very tough on people. Plus, you're just studying the effects of space on people the longer they're up there. Nonetheless, to bring this back a full month ahead of time, really unusual. And now NASA says they're trying to step up quickly the replacement program because the space station is now kind of on a skeleton crew. They want to get some more people up earlier, so they'll be trying to launch them earlier than expected.
A newly discovered object in space could shed light on the invisible and mysterious substance called dark matter. Cloud 9, as it's called, was found using the Hubble Space Telescope. Never directly observed, dark matter is theoretically believed to make up most of the universe and provide its structure. New research finds Cloud 9 could be a remnant of a galaxy formed in the early days of the universe. Astronomers believe dark matter came from the Big Bang that created the universe nearly 14 billion years ago. All right, what do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. What do you call a deer with no eyes that doesn't move? Still no idea. What do you call a deer that decides to go antler to horn with a rhino? Bold. This next story is wild. The Wrocław Zoo in Poland just released this video showing a teeny tiny deer squaring up with a rhino, a Chinese muntjac deer, one of the smallest deer species in the world, caught on camera trying to lower the boom on that big boy. Was it trying to play? Was it provoking a fight? Either way, that's one fearless deer, showing that no matter how small you are, big confidence is key. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a group of school bus passengers becoming instant heroes with quick thinking and kindness. It started as a routine ride home in Ashland, Ohio, until suddenly the bus driver began to have trouble breathing. School bus surveillance video shows the driver signaling for help, pointing to her throat as the bus rolled downhill. That's when the students noticed something was wrong.
I ran up and said, "What is wrong?" And she pointed at her throat. And then I ran back there and got the older kids.
Inside the bus, students took charge. One grabbed the radio, called the school, knowing it was the fastest way to get help.
Trying to keep all the kids calm and make sure they don't get freaked out and try to get them back to the back of the bus.
Parents say the moment showed just how prepared their kids really were.
Very proud. Overwhelmed feeling of joy. Like, I was joyful that my kids were knowledgeable enough and knew enough to know what to do to actually help somebody, legitimately save somebody's life.
The bus driver is now home, safe, and recovering thanks to quick thinking and teamwork from the students she was driving that day. From spotting trouble to staying calm under pressure, this school bus crew earns a 10 out of 10 for courage, teamwork, and stepping up when it mattered most. How's that for some Monday motivation? Our first shout out of the day goes to my old stomping grounds in the 717. Miss Giuseppe at Capital Academy High School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I see you. I'm an old Cedar Cliff Colt, and I hope I make Central PA proud. Thank you for subscribing to our CNN 10 YouTube channel. And this shout out goes to Mr. Jackson and all my Blazers at the Bush School in Seattle, Washington, Cameron, Ingrid and crew, they wanted to make sure you know how much they appreciate you. And we do too. Rise up, everyone. Make it an awesome day. Make someone smile today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.